So exciting news coming out of Groote Schuur Hospital in Cape Town today. There's been a lot of buzz and excitement because the hospital is launching robotic surgery, the first state hospital in Africa to offer this. Kevin Brunt, Eyewitness News reporter, is having a look at all of that for us. Kevin, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So what exactly is being launched today? What are the medical professionals saying about, I understand it's a new robot that is being launched?
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, it's a very excited atmosphere here at Groote Schuur Hospital, where the physicians and the surgeons have now showcased what the Da Vinci Xi system, and as you correctly said, it is a robot, can do. It is the first in the public sector here in Africa that will be performing these surgeries. The physicians have normally seen, you know, this such a device and such a state-of-the-art piece of equipment in the private sector. And that is why it's such a big moment for the hospital, as well as for the hospital workers here, to be able to perform the minimally invasive surgical procedures. But Dr. Lisa Kestner, she's the academic program director here at the Division of Urology at Groote Schuur Hospital. I spoke to her earlier about the significance of having such a device at hand, Mandy.
It gives you the advantage of magnification, and it also does give advantages in particularly pelvic surgery where access is quite limited, and the robot gives you a range of movement that you don't have with the conventional laparoscopic minimally invasive surgeries.
And Kevin, the hospital CEO, Dr. Banga Patel, has been trying for a very long time to get this device to the facility. So it's finally there. What is she saying?
Indeed, and they actually joked just before the proceedings started, the head of the doctors here in the Western Cape Government for Health teased her and saying that finally this piece of equipment that you've been wanting here for such a long time has now arrived. Dr. Patel and the colleagues very much excited that they're now being able to provide this top-notch medical care in the surgical department, also extend it to the public. We know as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic that there's been a huge backlog in elective procedures that had to be either postponed or cancelled. So the physicians say that they now have a list of surgeries to work through, and this device will definitely make it easier for him.
I think it will make a phenomenal difference for us because it gives you the advantage of magnification, and it also does give advantages in particularly pelvic surgery where access is quite limited, and the robot gives you a range of movement that you don't have with the conventional laparoscopic minimally invasive surgeries. It's also a modality which really does give you the patients an advantage, because if you think about radical prostatectomy, which is really the poster child for robotic surgery, it gives you not only the possibility of doing a very good cancer operation, but obviously it's an operation where you need to have very good functional outcomes. So once patients are cured of the cancer, the concern will move towards the urinary incontinence and also to the erectile dysfunction. So when you have the robot available, you definitely can offer them a lower risk of those complications.
So an exciting development there. Kevin, thank you so much for bringing us that story at Groote Schuur Hospital, launching robotic surgery, the first state hospital in Africa to offer it.